It's time to be inspired with Kakamba's motivational segment on RX Radio.
You just listened to Abigail's clip on her ongoing feature, which takes care of foster kids and kids that don't have any homes. I think it's a good idea because kids don't often get the opportunity for people loving them and taking them to where they will feel safe and everything. That's a good idea. Big ups to you. Anyway, in studio with me, I'm joined by Akifa Slami, the founder of Sneaker Clean. Sneaker Clean became the brainchild for Akifa Slami. Out of love for sneakers and wanting to retain the lifespan of such an expensive purchased item without damaging it or needing to spend a further fortune on the products required to do this, she set out to find such a product that represents the very core value a product should stand and cater for, the most importantly, have the consumer's hard-earned money not wasted. Considering that she is a teenager herself and the world is only becoming more costly by the day. Welcome, Akifa. How are you today?
I'm good. And yourself?
Good, thank you. Can you tell me more about yourself?
So I'm 16 years old. I'll be 17 in October. Mm-hmm. I go to Fisher Guy School. I obviously love sneakers. I play sports, and that's about it.
How is it like being an entrepreneur?
It's very challenging because I have school to worry about, academics, sports, and the business. So I find it difficult sometimes, but I manage to cope.
Let's talk about the reception of the product in the market. How has it been received?
I've been getting a lot of good feedback. Everyone's been buying it. They're happy with the product, happy with the prices, because, as you know, it's obviously expensive. Like, all the products that are in the shops already, they are expensive, and I just made it less expensive.
Why? Yo. This is an inspiration show, and this is the motivation segment. What challenges did you face when coming up with your product, and how did you conquer them?
It was obviously difficult finding a name, because there's different brands out there. Coming up with the formula, obviously getting support. Obviously my parents support me, but like there were people who put me down, but I just ignored that.
Spirit! For young people who want to be entrepreneurs, what would you say to encourage them?
Just go after your dreams, no matter what. Just go after them.
Thank you so much for coming to RX Radio. Now let's get back to the music.